Pope St. John the 23rd once said that a saint is nothing other than a masterpiece of the Holy Spirit. There's one particular masterpiece of the Holy Spirit very much on my mind today, and that is St. Teresa of Calcutta, best known probably simply as Mother Teresa. Today, in fact, is her feast day, September the 5th. This is the day 24 years ago on which she died. And so we celebrate today her feast as a church. And I think our readings from sacred scripture today invite us to reflect very much on the great wisdom that Mother Teresa teaches us by the witness of her life. In our second reading, St. James writes, "Did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him?" Mother Teresa knew deeply that the poor had a special place in the heart of God, that he had chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom. She was filled with this conviction when she experienced what she would always call a call within her call. Her original call was to be a religious sister, a Loreto sister, who spent her younger years teaching in schools, until one day on a train ride, she felt deep within her the voice of the Lord calling her to something new, to serve the poorest of the poor, and she devoted the rest of her life to this, founding the Missionaries of Charity, her sisters who continue into our own day, carrying out this mission. In fact, St. Louis was the second city in our own country to welcome the Missionaries of Charity. They went to New York first, and then they came here at the invitation of Cardinal Carberry many years ago. And the world very much was in awe of Mother Teresa's selfless, generous love for the poor, amazed at just how she gave herself to this mission. Mother Teresa would always tell us that she saw this as a way to serve Jesus, because she saw in the poor what she called his distressing face disguised there in the poorest of the poor. And her witness challenges us to ask whether we are living this call in our lives, doing our part to love Jesus and the poor. Our parish certainly offers many opportunities to do this. Our Meal a Month collection, for example, or other special collections through the year. We just recently had our backpack and school supply drive at the beginning of the new school year. We have opportunities to volunteer with Caritas or at St. Vincent de Paul Soup Kitchen, or to volunteer with our own St. Vincent de Paul Society here in the parish. The call is even broader than that, though, because Mother Teresa often reminded Americans in particular, when they would come to volunteer with her in India, that they don't have to go to the other side of the world to serve the poor, because she would say, the poor are in your own homes, in your own communities. She understood that poverty was not just material poverty, but there was a poverty of loneliness. So many people starved for friendship, companionship, a poverty of faith, a spiritual poverty among those who do not know God, a poverty even in the most vulnerable human beings, the unborn, whom she so ardently defended and called us to do the same. The world was in awe of Mother's service to the poor, but I think many in the world were largely ignorant of where she drew her strength and inspiration. She was not merely a social worker. She was a lover of Jesus Christ. And it was in him that she found her strength and her inspiration. Which brings us to the gospel today. It's interesting when this deaf man is brought to our Lord in the gospel and the people ask him to heal him. He doesn't just immediately work his miracle there before the whole crowd. But we're told he took him off by himself away from the crowd. He drew this man to a moment of intimate and very personal communion with him. This is how Mother Teresa lived. She and her sisters regularly went off by themselves away from the crowd to be with the Lord. They did so in their chapel, where every day they would participate in Holy Mass, where every day they would spend an hour on their knees before our Eucharistic Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, where every day they would pray together the Rosary, invoking the intercession of our Blessed Mother. It was this going off regularly by herself to be with Jesus and with Our Lady that filled Mother Teresa with everything she needed then to do that incredible, heroic work of service to the poor. And she teaches us a great secret to sanctity, to holiness, which is this call to love deeply our Lord in the Eucharist and our Blessed Mother. These two pillars of our Catholic devotion are like shortcuts to sanctity and holiness in our own lives. And so this too becomes a challenge to us to ask, is my life thoroughly Eucharistic and Marian? Am I being as generous as I can be in my love for the Blessed Sacrament and the Blessed Mother? Do I get to Mass frequently? Maybe even not just on Sunday, but during the week as well. Do I take the opportunity to visit our Lord in the Adoration Chapel, to spend intimate time of communion with Him there? Do I visit with Our Lady often, especially through the beautiful practice of the Rosary? Mother Teresa so often encouraged the daily Rosary and the family Rosary, saying that the family that prays together stays together. To Mother, Jesus was everything. She found him in that quiet prayer away from the crowd, and she found him in the poor. I'd like to conclude with some of her own words about who Jesus is to her. She says this: Jesus is the Word made flesh. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the victim offered for our sins on the cross. Jesus is the sacrifice offered at the Holy Mass for the sins of the world and mine. Jesus is the word to be spoken. Jesus is the truth to be told. Jesus is the way to be walked. Jesus is the light to be lived. Jesus is the life to be lived. Jesus is the love to be loved. Jesus is the joy to be shared. Jesus is the sacrifice to be offered. Jesus is the peace to be given. Jesus is the bread of life to be eaten. Jesus is the hungry to be fed. Jesus is the thirsty to be satiated. Jesus is the naked to be clothed. Jesus is the homeless to be taken in. Jesus is the sick to be healed. Jesus is the lonely to be loved. Jesus is the unwanted to be wanted. Jesus is the leper to wash his wounds. Jesus is the beggar to give him a smile. Jesus is the drunkard to listen to him. Jesus is the handicapped to protect him. Jesus is the little one to embrace him. Jesus is the blind to lead him. Jesus is the dumb to speak for him. Jesus is the crippled to walk with him. Jesus is the drug addict to befriend him. Jesus is the prostitute to remove from danger and befriend. Jesus is the prisoner to be visited. Jesus is the old to be served. To me, Jesus is my God. Jesus is my spouse. Jesus is my life. Jesus is my only love. Jesus is my all in all. Jesus is my everything. St. Gerard of Jarl, pray for us. St. Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us.